Hey, it's Deep Geek, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today, another in our ongoing series of lightweight applications. The lightweight application series is open to all contributors to Hacker Public Radio and is operating system agnostic. Today, I want to review for you Vsoft Commander, also known as package name BSC. If you want to do an apt-get install, BSC is the way to get it. Vsoft Commander is a Qt-based file manager based on the old Midnight Commander file manager. So, well, there's a mouthful. What do those things mean? Well, Qt-based. You know, there's the GNOME desktop, and then there's the KDE desktop, and there's, you know, a bunch of lightweight window managers. That means that all the graphics in this set are really made to go with the KDE, but I don't run KDE anymore, but I happen to just like this particular file manager. Alright, so what do I mean by it's a Midnight Commander style? Well, it's one of these things where you kick it off and you get your graphical window, which is the application, and there's two columns of files, and you can change the directories for either half of the screen, and then you highlight files and you can move them back and forth or delete them or, you know, all the different functions it has. But Vsoft Commander is more than just a graphical version of a kind of old style, you know, 80 by 24 column text mode file manager. It doesn't just prettify it. It does a few things more that I really like. One of the things I really like is that the package has a drop-down menu called Languages. And this program is ready to go in whatever language you happen to be familiar with. It does Czechoslovakian, German, English, Polish, Russian, and Spanish. So, with the click of a mouse, all the commands and all the boxes and all the things that are displayed changes to the language that you know best. So, the other thing I like about Midnight Commander is that it has a built-in FTP client. So, you can kick off a manage FTP connect, click new, type it, get a bookmark going for FTP site you use frequently, and then you can just choose that one, and one of the panels becomes the remote file system you need to access. Fantastic. So, not only is it a file manager on your local system, it's also your FTP client. You know, and it does all that without bringing a whole bunch of dependencies that bog down your system with all kinds of weird daemons you never asked for. And there is also a third feature that I really, really like. Now, all file managers have a delete option. But in Vsoft Commander, when you delete and you're on your local system, there's a checkbox called Wipe Files. And it will overwrite the file before deleting it for greater security. And as hackers, we should all appreciate that. So, that's my mini review of a software package, lightweight software package called Vsoft Commander, also known as package name BSC. Thanks for listening to today's Hacker Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is community radio, so please consider recording your own episodes and contributing them. We'd love to have more up there. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.